Graham Torrington in the morning at BBC Radio Bristol, and I'm joined this morning by Alice Roberts. Alice, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Graham.
We know you from the TV, lots of TV shows. Coast is probably the most recent one we know you from on the television. You've got a new TV show this coming Sunday on BBC Two. Tell me all about it.
An amazing subject. It's all about where humans are from and how we ended up everywhere. We start off somewhere. We must start somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's about trying to find out where that somewhere is. It's in Africa, I think most people know that. And then tracing from the origin of the species, how you then end up with human populations spread right across the globe. And the really remarkable thing about that is that these migrations happened tens of thousands of years ago, way back in the Stone Age. But you can trace them using archaeology and fossils and genetics as well.
Is this something that personally you wanted to get involved in? Or is it somebody else that, and you kind of thought, oh, I need to get involved in this as well? Or was it your idea?
I've always been interested in human evolution. I think that as an anatomist, I'm fascinated with how the human body is put together, how we've ended up being the way we are in terms of our structure and our minds as well, in fact. I was talking to various people at the BBC about ideas around human evolution. The person who actually came up with the specific idea of looking at human migrations, these Paleolithic, very early Stone Age migrations, was Michael Mosley, who we know from programmes like The History of Surgery.
Mm. Well, the TV show is called The Incredible Human Journey. So how incredible is the journey then, Alice?
Incredible is a weird word, isn't it? Because it's utterly credible. We have lots of evidence coming from different areas of science. So I think we can be very sure that we know the facts here. We know that people originated in Africa sometime between 100 and 200,000 years ago. And we know that from fossils which have been found in Africa. And I visit one of the sites where some very early fossils were found by Richard Leakey, which was fantastic.
Mm. I was going to say, what's that like personally for you?
Well, I read Richard Leakey's books when I was a teenager, so I was absolutely over the moon to be going to the Rift Valley and the Omo River and go to the actual spot where he found these fossils in the 60s. It was just amazing.
Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes and think, this is my job, this is what I do?
Yeah, absolutely. I was almost so overcome when we went there that I found it difficult to actually get my words out when I was talking to the camera. So, yeah, it was quite an emotional thing to do. It was a wonderful year. I took a year off from Bristol University, where I lecture in anatomy to medical students most of the time. And I took a year off and went on this incredible journey around the world, looking at the routes that our ancestors took and meeting experts who were actually examining the evidence and helping to uncover that story.
I mean, overuse the word here, but incredible. It really does sound an incredible journey. It's on BBC Two this Sunday night, 9:30.
Yes.
How many episodes are in?
There are five.
Right.
So we start off with Africa because that's the obvious place to start. And then the subsequent programmes look at Asia, how people got right up into the north of Asia, into Siberia, how they managed to survive in extreme cold environments, and China as well. There's a programme, of course, on Europe, where there was another species of human when we got there. So, you know, what happened when we met the Neanderthals? The fourth programme is on people getting to Australia, so this route along the coast of the Indian Ocean to Australia. And the fifth programme is the last of the continents to be colonised, so the Americas.
It sounds fascinating stuff, it really does. This year, obviously, is the centenary year of Bristol University. Tell me about your connection with the university over the years. Obviously, it doesn't go back 100 years, but how long have you been involved with Bristol University, Alice?
Personally, I've been involved with Bristol University for just over 10 years now. In fact, it will be 11 years this summer. I started working here as an anatomy demonstrator. So I was a young doctor. I wanted to do some teaching, and I was fascinated by anatomy. So I started what was meant to be a six-month post, totally fell in love with teaching and anatomy and Bristol and ended up staying. So that's where I am. I'm a lecturer in anatomy at Bristol. But my family connections go back further than that, because my dad, who came from London originally, came to Bristol to study aeronautical engineering. And he loved Bristol so much, he ended up staying here and working up at Filton, and he's still there designing aeroplanes.
What's your happiest memory of the university?
The really big highlight for me was last year. When I started working in anatomy, I wanted to do some research. And so I started doing a part-time PhD looking at disease in old bones. And I think with PhDs, you do sometimes get to the middle of them and think, I don't know if I'm ever going to finish this. It's, you know, it's this massive thing and it feels like you've taken on so much. And then last year I finished it and I wrote it up. It was such a lovely feeling to
real
go
sense
up.
Of achievement, really. I
An
suppose.
Amazing sense of achievement, yeah. And it was lovely to, you know, be there at the ceremony and have my parents there and my husband there, and it was really lovely, and to wear the robes and think, I've done it, I made it, and be sitting there with all my fellow PhD students who graduated last year.
And have you got the picture now on the the mantelpiece, have you?
I haven't got the picture on the mantelpiece, no. I mean, have you seen the only thing about it is the colour of the robes, the PhD robes at Bristol. They are lilac and scarlet. I mean, oof.
Not really fashion conscious, is it, really? Well, it sounds a fascinating TV show. It's on Sunday nights, BBC Two TV at 9:30. It's called The Incredible Human Journey. And Alice Roberts, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you.